make some reflections on the report of the Christian government, where in which he invoked Section 139 of the Constitution by placing the municipality of Metimaone under administration because of its inability to fulfill its executive obligations under the Constitution. That is why we are looking to consider the report. We are pushing everybody because on Tuesday, this report must serve before Parliament, whether we approve the intervention or not. It is on those particular basis that we have no other choice but to meet, as we are aware, tomorrow. It is a debate on human settlement that we are having, as well as water and sanitation. The pressures of time are hitting us all, but we've got to ensure that we meet. Just looking at the agenda, as to who is in attendance here, is myself, Honorable Karim Tessar, Honorable FL Nkosi, Honorable Isaac Sileku, Honorable Kenny Mutamani, Honorable Butler, Honorable Said, Honorable Sam Zandamela, as well as Honorable Jitisa Nita. I think only about one or two members of this committee are not part of the meeting. Nevertheless, because we constitute sufficient quorum, we are going to go ahead with the meeting. The report is before us, Honorable members. I'm going to take you through the observations of this committee based on what we discussed with the provincial government of the Free State, represented by the Honorable Member of the Executive Council, the MEC of COPTA in the Free State. 7.1, the select committee has noted and observed with concern that the communication of the first notice of intervention in the local municipality of Metimaholo on 25th of February 2020 to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces and to the Minister of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs didn't comply with the constitutional requirements and was procedurally flawed. 7.2, the Select Committee has also noted that in order to ensure constitutional compliance, the Free State Provincial Executive Council took a decision on the 10th of December 2020 and delegated the MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs to retable the notice of intervention in terms of Section 1391B of the Constitution to the relevant stakeholders as prescribed by the Constitution. 7.3, subsequent to the decision of EXCO, the Free State MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs communicated the retabling of the notice of intervention in terms of Section 1391B of the Constitution to the Minister of the Department of COCTA on the 23rd of December 2020 and to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces on the 24th of December 7.4, in terms of the presentation by the Free State MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, the Select Committee has noted that the substantive matters leading to the invocation of Section 1391B of the Constitution in the local municipality of Metimaholo didn't change as a result of the retabling and communication to the Minister of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs and the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. 7.5, the substantive matters that the committee has noted include abandoning of scheduled council meetings, vacant position of senior managers, alleged political interference, regression in governance oversight, deteriorating in systems of internal control, high concern on financial viability and possible irregularities. 7.6, having noted the retabling, communication of the notice of intervention and non-change of the substantive matters, the Select Committee has, however, observed with concern the financial implication. I go back a bit. You are in a hurry.
I'm still doing 7.6. Yes. I want to repeat, please pay attention. 7.6, having noted the retabling, communication of the notice of intervention, and non-change of the substantive matters, the Select Committee has, however, observed with concern the financial implication of the first notice of intervention communicated on the 20th of February 2020. The Select Committee has further noted that the presentation by the MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs didn't provide information on the issuing of directive in terms of Section 1391A of the Constitution, as well as time frame of the retabling of the notice of intervention in the local municipality. Having made those observations, the committee therefore recommend the following. 8.1, having interacted through virtual platform with the Free State MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on the retabling of the notice of intervention in terms of Section 139.1.b of the Constitution in the Timahole local municipality, the Select Committee recommends as follows. 1. The National Council of Provinces approves the retabling of the notice of intervention in terms of Section 1391b of the Constitution in Metimahole local municipality. 2. The First State MEC of the Department of Culture should provide evidence on the issuing of directive in terms of Section 1391a of the Constitution in Metimahole local municipality.
Can you mute this?
Yes. Number 3, the appointed administrator by the Free State Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should fast track the process of filling outstanding vacant positions of the senior manager as in the local municipality. 4. The MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should provide progress and exit report on the intervention in terms of Section 1391B of the Constitution in Metimahole local municipality. 5. And the last one. As part of monitoring, the Select Committee of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should coordinate a joint proactive and follow-up visits with the relevant portfolio committee in the Free State Provincial Legislature in order to interact with internal and external stakeholders so as to solicit their opinions on the progress made in respect of the implementation of Section 1391B of the Constitution in the local municipality of Metimahole. Report to be considered by this committee. That is the report, honorable members, with all the observations that we made as a committee, as well as the recommendations that we placed before you for consideration. Any discussion is necessary, and if there is no discussion, any mover for the adoption of this report. Over to you, honorable members. Let me see. I see the hand of honorable Sam Zantamela of the EFF. Honorable Zantamela?
Yeah.
Oh, you okay? You okay?
No, okay. I just want can I proceed?
Yes, proceed, Honorable Zantamela.
Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. I just wanted to check. I've seen on 1.5 it's about the oversight piece, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if as a committee if we take this report to have.
Chair, can you request that he raise his voice? We can't hear him.
Yes, I thought that I was alone. If you don't mind, Honorable Zantamela, can you just kindly raise your voice, please?
If I have to raise my voice, then I have to shout because there's no shading here. I don't even.
Okay, no, go on, try your best.
I control. So I was saying, Chairperson, that the committee was no oversight. But, and now we are taking the report.
Yeah.
But he's saying that we didn't undertake an oversight to Metima Holo, and that we are discussing yet.
And we haven't interacted. I don't think we are the select from special report. So this is one thing that I know will be going on. But the committee should consider maybe making an over. Stakeholders will never don't need to know. Thanks.
Yes. Honorable Zandamela, if those other members have not heard him, he's saying it is not in his view, the respective view is not appropriate that we must proceed in the way that we're doing because we have not undertaken an oversight visit to Metima Holo and we have not interacted with both the internal stakeholders and the external stakeholders. And he's aware that there is a request, but in his strongest view, we must undertake the oversight. If I may just respond on the matter, I will do it. Oh, let me give all members to speak first, and that we will deal with this matter thereafter. Honorable Sileku, Honorable Nika, followed by Honorable Sileku, followed by Honorable Fesad, in that order, please.
First, I was raising my hand to adopt
okay, firstly, let us
recording in progress.
I propose that first let us give other members who want to engage and deliberate on the report before we consider adoption or otherwise.
Especially just far away from the fact that.
Yeah, your line is very bad, Honorable Minister. Let's go to Honorable Sileku, followed by Honorable Fesser.
No, good evening, Chair. Chair, I don't know whether I'm audible because we have a problem of load shedding.
Yeah, it's all over. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to ESCOM. But Chair, I think what is important in this particular intervention, I think it's the same concern that I have always been raising with when we as a committee we deal with reports. And when we deal with reports and we only hear one side, you know, we listen to what the department is telling us, we listen to what the MEC is telling us, you know, and this particular intervention, we know the history about it, there's issues of fruitless and wasteful expenditure that has been incurred by this particular department in terms of continuing with the intervention without us as the NCOP agreeing or disagreeing on this particular intervention. And the fact that we don't even know what the views are of that particular, you know, elected representatives of the different political parties in that particular municipality in terms of what is currently happening there. And one has to ask ourselves as, you know, we are pushing now, we are under pressure, we need to deal with this matter, you know, it's an urgent matter. And one asks a question, where has the department been all these months for them to come now? And now we as a committee, you know, we are put under pressure. Now we need to serve, you know, we need to deal with this item. And there's a lot of issues that one has to look at, and there's a lot of issues that one has questions that are not answered. Even you, Chair, you still have questions that are not answered, and so is all members of this particular committee. But, Chair, what I find frustrating, it's only that when we deal with this matter, unfortunately, we are in the minority, and the majority in terms of the numbers are going to outvote us, and then we will find ourselves in the same predicament that we find ourselves when we were in Tswane, where the opposition was actually trying to say to the committee members, let us apply our mind, let us look at the facts in front of us, Yeah, but unfortunately, because of the numbers, we outvoted. The only remedy that was out for us as the opposition parties was the fact that the courts were able to actually to agree with us and say, no, whatever intervention that was instituted in that particular municipality was actually not in the best interest of that particular municipality. And I find myself in this particular, you know, predicament as well now that we have to run, you know, we have to pull those processes. You know, we are not given an opportunity to go there and find, you know, and find ourselves and see for ourselves what is actually happening in that particular municipality and what is for the best interest of that particular municipality. But the only thing that you could hear from the HOD, can you please give us an extension because they want to appoint, you know, senior managers. That's the only interest that they have, you know, is to appoint certain people, and then when they appointed those certain people, then they mean our job is done. And who says those people that will be appointed, you know, by this particular administrator, it will be for the best interest of the municipality. There's a lot of things, Chair, that are going wrong in that particular municipality. And one has to ask, you know, oneself whether, you know, continuing or, you know, with the intervention would actually assist them, or should we not give ourselves more time, you know, to go on the ground, you know, and get all the stakeholders. That's what we used to do, you know, in the past, you know, to look at the different views on the table so that we can, you know, apply our mind, you know, have listened to all different stakeholders. Now in this particular instance, we only listen, you know, to a department, has actually, you know, spent money on an intervention that was not even approved by the NCOP, you know, and you expect us to trust, you know, such officials or such minister or pro MEC of Free State, you know, to say, okay, go ahead or don't go ahead. Chair, you know, I feel very uncomfortable with this particular process, and I feel that, you know, this thing has been rushed, and it's not our problem that has been rushed. It's because of the Free State. So we are not going to be accountable for them for lacking, you know, because they did it wrong in the first place, and now, you know, we must try to rush things. Chair, and those are my concerns, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sister.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much. I cannot agree more with what Honorable Seleko has said. If we take history of this MEC into consideration, of how he...
Your line is bad.
I
propose that you switch off your video. Okay. I'm sure you can...
You hear me now? Am I audible now, Chair? Am I audible? Chair, am I audible? Oh, no. Chair, hello. Hear me? Am I audible now, Chair?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Chair, I cannot agree more with what Honorable even parts of what Honorable Sandra Mela said, and also Honorable Seleko. We have to be objectively when we decide upon an intervention. We know the history of this MEC, that he goes and he lifts interventions and he brings in Section 154 and he does all those kind of things, and we did not really have the opportunity to go through this thing and to talk to the stakeholders and people in the area. As I have it, the budget was funded, it was adopted, the IDP, the SDBIP, the council sits, portfolio sits, and then there's some other reflections that's coming from the MEC. So whose point do we now take? And do we really give Metsi Maholo residents and the council an opportunity or the favor of the doubt, if I can say it like that, because apparently the it all goes about the appointment of people, and I received a notice that says the council sits tomorrow. and tomorrow senior managers and the CFO will be appointed. So yes, there must have been problems there, but are we going to rush in there, as Honorable Seleku has said, and in the end stand shamefully for our hasteful decision that we've taken? So I also plead and I say, let's go, let's visit them. It's not that impossible to do that in this time. So let's go there and see for ourselves, or have a meeting, even if it then has to be on Zoom. Get the stakeholders on and talk to them and do that. But we cannot just rush through this thing and decide upon the... And we had very, very bad connection. I wasn't even part of the whole thing due to the ESCOM electricity that went off, sorry, for my phone. The load shedding and everything was an interference, as it is tonight. And I plead, please, for the committee that we must take our time and not be rushed into this situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Shay.
Thank you very much, Shepherdson. And I think I've also heard the comments that the colleagues have made, and the issue of other representatives also came up in our meeting. However, Chair, I think that we know the problems of Messi Moholo. And my understanding, Chair, is that this issue is not the first time that we confronted with this matter. There was a previous engagement on this issue, Chair, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the issue and even some of the actions that was also raised by the MEC in terms of that interaction were also some of the recommendations that also came through that previous engagement. So, Chair, I'm saying that this matter doesn't come out of nowhere. I think the concern that we have not interacted or gone down physically to interact and engage, I think it's a concern that we have, not just with this intervention, but also some of the others that we had to deal with during the COVID.
Your line is bad now, Honorable Say.
Yeah, I was saying that
your line is bad.
Hey, can you hear me? Chairperson?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Your line is bad.
Chair, can you hear me, Chair? Chair, I suspect it's your line.
We can hear you. I'm trying to phone the chair. We can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
We can hear you. We can hear you, Honorable
Saika. We have a pressure of load shedding. Our batches are... I see the chairs of the platform. Are you able to find out what's happening with the chair?
Colleagues, we have connection problems. It's very difficult. We have connection problems.
Can I take over from the chair? From the
The connection is very bad.
I support that.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.